Hello.
Hi. Picture the scene. 11:45 p.m. A drunk man stumbles out of the pub in Newcastle. Makes sure the car that he's getting into actually belongs to him. Sits down behind the wheel. Manages to get the car into gear. And sets off. Goes around the corner. And lo and behold, there's a policeman standing right there. So he manages to stop the car in front of the policeman without running him over. The policeman comes to the window, rolls it down, says, "Excuse me, sir, are you driving under the influence?" So he slips his hand into his pocket, pulls out a £50 note, hands it to the policeman. He's like, "Excuse me, are you trying to bribe a police officer?" Puts his hand into his pocket, pulls out another £50. "Have a lovely night, sir." Walks away. Takes off again in his car, goes around the corner, and there's another policeman waiting for him. Same thing happens again. "Excuse me, sir, are you driving under the influence?" He rolls down, pulls hand in the pocket, pulls out £100. "Excuse, are you trying to bribe a police officer?" Another £100. "Have a lovely evening, sir." Goes around the corner again. Another policeman. "Excuse me, sir, are you driving under the influence?" "I don't understand. It's such a chutzpah. I gave the first guy £100, the second guy £200. You're probably going to ask me for £300. The police officer said, "You're right. But I'll tell you what, give me the £300 and I'll help you off the roundabout." Unfortunately, we find ourselves today rather like this drunk man on the roundabout. And I'm going to try and suggest what we can do now, what next, to try and help us out of this long golus to a brighter future with Moshiach M'hir V'Yomeinu. The Chofetz Chaim writes in the introduction to his Sefer, Chofetz Chaim, that the averus that caused the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, we need to do teshuvah on those averus bi'ikra, and then the Ge'ula will come. It can't be that the Ge'ula will come without doing the proper teshuvah on these averus. And he brings the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Hinu kotzro yad Hashem mehoshia, v'lo kovda ozne mishmoya, ki em avin eseichem." Hashem's waiting for us to come back. Hashem's waiting for us. It's just our averus and our lack of teshuvah which is causing the arichas hagolus, so that we're standing here on Tisha B'Av once again. Now, as koyach teshuvah we see from this pasuk has the can be mevatel the gezera. And if we don't fix these averus, how can it be that we're going to get to the Ge'ula? So I want to take a journey through Chazal, and we're going to discuss the various things that Chazal pointed out may have caused the Churban, and a practical guide as to what we can do, what the problems were, what the problems are, and maybe what we can do next. Start off with the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara Nedarim says an interesting thing caused the Churban, and I'm focusing on this point because it's brought in Tur, the Halacha L'Maisa. This is one of the reasons why we lost Eretz Yisrael and the Bayis Rishon, which was the Ikar Beis HaMikdash. Birkas HaTorah, says the Torah in Siman Mem Zayin, Me'oid Tzorech Lizohaba K'di'isa Ben Adorim V'perek Ve'elu Nadorim Birkas HaTorah Asher B'charbonim Mikal Amim Asher K'dishan V'mesvaisov L'asak G'divrei Torah. Why aren't they zoicha to give birth, to have offspring which are Talmidei Chachamim? Ravina, Omar, mipnei she'ein mevorchin Torah, me'ein mevorchin b'Torah b'tchila. They don't make, before they start learning, they didn't make a Birkas HaTorah. They don't make a Birkas HaTorah. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar, Rav. Ma'ay dekasiv, mi ho'esh ha'chocham v'yoven ezois, v'asher dibe pi Hashem eilov yagidu amar ovda ha'oretz. It says in the Pasuk Yirmiyahu, Hashem went around asking, why do you think Eretz Yisrael was lost? Why do you think there was a Churban bias? Dovo ze nishal lechachomim. They didn't know the answer. Le Nevi'im. They didn't know. Why was Eretz Yisrael lost? Why was there a Churban bias? We have no idea. La malochei hashores. Velo pirshu. The malochei hashores didn't know why Eretz Yisrael was lost. Until Hashem came and explained it to them. Shenema vayoma Hashem al ozvam es Torasi Hashem osati lifneihem. They removed away, for they ignored the Torah that I gave them. Velo shomu bakoli, they did not hear my voice. Velo holchuba, they didn't go in the ways. Now the Gemara asks, what does it mean they didn't listen to my voice and they didn't go in my ways? That seems to be the same thing. He's not listening to you and he's not doing what you say. Isn't that the same thing? The Gemara lands from here. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav. Loima, Hashem was saying, She'ein mavarchin b'Torah b'tchila. They did not make Birkas HaTorah before they started learning. That's why all this had happened. That's why we know all the Torahs throughout the Doros happened stem from Churban Bayis. Why is it that the fact that they didn't make a bracha, which is l'chayra an aveira kala, it's a small thing. The Bach calls it a small thing, and he asked this question. He says, why was it that such a small thing caused so much pain? And the Bach says, v'ikalit mua tuva, a crazy question. Lama yotza kazos milafonav anisham ba'onesh gadol v'rom kazeh. Why did they get such a big onus, such a big punishment for such a l'chayra, a small thing? It's a small thing. It's the Bach in Simon Mem Zayin. And the Bach goes on to explain that Torah is not necessarily what we think it is. He writes that Hashem made Torah and the idea of Limud HaTorah in order to connect with Hashem. The Ran writes on that Gemara in the Dorim Pei Aleph that the reason they didn't make a bracha on Torah before they learned it was because it wasn't choshev be'einehem to make a bracha on it. They didn't see enough, they didn't put enough importance into their learning of Torah. Why? The Bach writes that what Torah is meant to be a dibuk of our neshamas, a connection of us and our bodies and our neshamas to Hashem. That's what Torah is meant to be, a connection of our neshamas and our bodies to Hashem. The Maharal writes that the aveira of the dor of the Bayis Rishon was that their ahavas haTorah actually eclipsed their ahavas Hashem. The Torah is a means in order to be able to connect with Hashem. The Ramach Evorim connected the 248 mitzvahs asei, and the Shesor Gidim, the 365 sinews of our body, connected the 365 mitzvahs los asei. And Klal Yisrael, at the time of the Churban Bayis, they failed to realize this. The Bach writes that they learned Torah ki im l'torach hadvorim hagashmiim, the physical things l'hanosam, for their own pleasure. Leida hadinim, to know the halacha, to be a rabbi. L'torach maso matan, to be able to do business. Gam lehiskoas l'haros chachmosam, to show everybody how clever they are. That's why they were learning Torah. And the Bach writes that when we learn Torah in the correct way, we become a heichel and the markova la Hashem Shechina in this world. And when we do this, when we learn Torah the right way, we bring Hashem into our own bodies, into our own lives, into our own neshamas in the most intimate way. And when we weren't doing that, Hashem's Shechina went from the land. That's what the Bach writes. The Bach writes that the land was left in its gashmi, only gashmiyath there. They were learning Torah, they weren't utilizing the tool that Hashem gave us of ki lekachtoim nasati lachem, of Torah. There was no toiv in the land, and Hashem's ruchnias couldn't stay. And the melech, Hashem's ruchnias is not there. Hashem says to us, if you don't want me, then I can't stay, so I'll leave. And then there was a churban bayis. So our attitude towards limud haTorah needs to be that we're using Torah as a vehicle that we can connect to Hashem, with which we connect to Hashem. The Gemara in Kesubos writes, Amei Oretz, how can they connect to Torah? We have a posuk, V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kolchem ayim. When we use Torah, we're dovek b'Hashem. How do Amei Arotzus, and maybe we could even say Noshim, how can they connect, how can they tap into this? Atem hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kolchem ayim. The Gemara in Kesubos writes, they can do business with Talmidei Chachamim, they can support them, they can help them, they can offer their daughters in marriage to Talmidei Chachamim. Tanei Yeshua writes that Talmidei Chachamim Atzmam, how do they connect with Hashem? They can do business, but maybe they don't have any money, or they can marry off their daughters, but maybe they don't have any daughters. The Tanei Yeshua writes that the Hevel Torah Mipihem, that helps the Al Yedei the Hevel Torah, the learning Torah that they do, that's how they're Medabekim Hashem. And the Bach is writing that that's only if you have the right kavanas behind your limud HaTorah. The Maharal actually writes that they did say Birkas HaTorah, but it wasn't Choshev enough Be'inehem, and they had the wrong intentions behind the limud. They learnt Torah for Ahavas HaTorah and not for Ahavas Hashem. Their Ahavas HaTorah actually eclipsed the Ahavas Hashem. Torah was severed from its roots and it became a Gashmiyasticker thing. And once Torah is a Gashmiyasticker thing, we're no longer connecting to Hashem, and Hashem is no longer in us. We, every single Yid, is a Heichel for Hashem, Shechinah. And if we're not catering towards Hashem and we're not connecting to Him in the right way, Hashem leaves. And then we're left with just Gashmiyas. And when we're left with just Gashmiyas, bad things happen. And the Pasuk writes that Torah is an Eitz Chaim hi lemachazikim bo. Torah is an Eitz Chaim. Eitz. I was once zeicher to go to Bnei Barak on a yeshiva trip, and I heard Rav Kahaneman, the grandson of the original Rav Kahaneman, who's currently the Mashkiach in Ponovitch Yeshiva, and he speaks fluent English so I could understand what he was saying back when I was younger. He writes that Torah, out of the tree, Torah is compared to the trunk. It's the eight, it's the wood, the trunk of the tree. The trunk of the tree is a bare thing. It's something that might be seen as boring. It's strong, it's there, it's brown, it's cold. You can't eat it. You can't get water from it, really. It says the other religions in the world, Christianity, Muslims, the other ideologies in the world, they're like the leaves of the tree. They look more colourful. They're the fruit of the tree. They look more appealing. They build on the trunk and they come out looking much more attractive. Comes the winter and there's nothing left. There are many massive superpowers in the world that have had their winter. They're built off of our Eitz Chaim and have faded to nothingness. If you go to Rome, says Rav Kahaneman, you go to a man in Rome, Italy, you go to Rome and you try and speak ancient Latin to him, he's not going to understand you. Go to Greece, go to a Greek man, you speak ancient Greek to him, there's nothing doing. You go to Egypt, superpower, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the top technological nation of its time, you show an Egyptian hieroglyphics, he's not going to understand you. Go to a Jewish child of 3 years old and you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, he'll be able to tell you back, Hashem Echad. Says Rav Kahaneman that this is the koyach of Torah. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kolchem hayim. When we use Torah the right way, Klal Yisrael become timeless, immortal. And that's something that our enemies can't understand, and they can't stand, and they detest. An official German officer, one of the top of the army, came to Adolf Hitler in 1944 for an emergency meeting in his study. They'd already opened the war on two fronts. They were fighting the French and the Russians at the same time. And they were lacking manpower, seriously lacking manpower. It was a turning point of the war. And this commanding officer said to Mr. Hitler, he looked at the army records and what was going on, the plans, and he told Hitler that we need more soldiers. And if we have more soldiers, we can win this war. I've seen. We've got a few tens of thousands, we've got tens of thousands of soldiers in inland Germany and around, dotted around Europe, exterminating Jews, rounding up Jews, in charge of the Jewish problem, the Jewish solution, getting rid of exterminating the vermin, as it were. Why didn't you put that project on hold for a little bit and bring the soldiers to the front lines? The Jews aren't going anywhere, and you can come back afterwards and carry on the solution. And Hitler flew into a rage. He got so cross with this man. He lay down on the floor, I heard, and he started biting the carpet. He just couldn't. He said that the Jews are different in their conscience. They think the way the Torah tells them to, and they're different in their bodies. They mutilate their child bodies. It's disgusting. They're babies. They're bris milah. It's disgusting. what about Milo is so special? And I think if we can maybe step behind the eyes of Hitler just for a moment to see what he found so disgusting, maybe we can understand about us what's so amazing. Milo is a mitzvah done at 8 days old. The Levush writes that the reason the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah ase hagodol sheba Torah, it's the greatest mitzvah ase in the Torah. The Levush writes because it's an ois kodesh hachosam bivsarenu. It's a sign that we're part of Hashem's nation that we can never take off. The Rambam writes in Mir Nevuchim, Gimel Mem Tes, he writes that the reason why Milo is done at such a young age is because if we were to delay it, there's a chashash that maybe there's a worry that maybe the parents wouldn't be willing to give their child over to the Mohel. They'd have too much of a connection with the child, they'd have Rachmanis on the child, and they wouldn't be willing to give it over to the Mohel to have go through the pain that every child goes through. I think we see something that's incredible over here. We see from such a young age, we have a every single Jew has a relationship with Hashem before there's a relationship with his own parents. That's what maybe what Hitler couldn't stand. We're connecting to Hashem with our Torah, we're connecting to Hashem with our Oz Bris from a very young age. That's what a Yid is. And once a Yid is that, we become a Heichel Hashem. Once we're Heichel Hashem, we have Va'atim Hadvekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kolchem Hayom, which we read twice this morning, once before leaning and one during leaning. And once we have that, we've got an Eitz Chayim. Once we're not Oizev HaTorah, we have Eitz Chayim Hilem HaChazikim Bo. And then we're invincible. Once we have the correct attitude towards Torah, we'll have the Shechinah back again with us. We'll be Zoicha to the Beis HaMikdosh. Once again, to have got kila kachtoim nasati lochem, to rossi atar zovu, eitz chayim hi le machazikim bav simcha moishar. The next pasuk is a famous reason as to why the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It says darchecho darchinayam. I've often wondered why it was the Romans that destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. What's unique about the Romans? Why were they zeiche to the Churban? Well, how come they were zeiche to this victory? Why did Hashem send the Romans specifically? What's unique about the Romans is that their concepts are still in use today. If you look at the Hong Kong riot police from the Hong Kong riots a few years ago, the American riots, the police are in complete coordination with one another. And I was interested by this. Where did they get this from? They got it from the tactics used by the Roman army. The Roman army were unmatched in their teamwork, their cooperation with one another, their achdus. And while we were bepirud with our sinas chinom, we had marching in front of us, mowing us down. The Roman army, in complete unison with one another, working together and smashing us down. And it could be a message from Shemayim. This is what you could have been. You could have been this unstoppable force of Esau walking through the streets, of Esau walking through Yerushalayim, of Esau walking into the Kodshei Kodshim and doing all the horrible things that he does. Our lack of achdus, a lack of achdus, the Chofetz Chaim came from Sinas Chinam. The Atzas HaMeraglim, with their Loshen Hora stemming from Sinas Chinam, Mitzad HaSino, that caused all the Gemara in Sotz Gemara in Tanis says that you cried on Tisha B'Av, which was a chait, says the Chofetz Chaim, caused by Loshen Hora through Sina of the Oretz, through Sina of each other, through Sina of Moshe, then I'm going to cause the Churban. The Churban by a Sheni also, says the Chofetz Chaim. Lashon Hara. And we know that it's not just Lashon Hara, it's Chatoim Bein Odom Nechaviro in general as well. There's two sides of the Luchas. People often forget. There's Bein Odom Nemakom side, which I find people are very good at. And there's Bein Odom Nechaviro side, which sometimes I see can use a bit of work. And we know that Hashem is Einu Yochel Lisbo, is not able to he's not able to hold himself when it comes to being Adam L'Chavirim. If you look at right at the beginning, with Dor HaMabel, the Pasuk says that there were lots of Arayas going on, and there was V'timoleh Ha'oretz Chamos. Rashi asks, why are there two things? Rashi says that Hashem was chosen the decree that there should be a Mabel when he saw the Averis of Bin Adam L'Chaviroi. Against Hashem, Hashem can be Moichel on his own covered. Hashem sometimes holds back on his own. But when it comes to other people, when it comes to Hashem's children, when it comes to Hashem's Briyos, when it comes to Hashem's creations, that's not something that Hashem takes lightly. And this is also brought in Halacha, this concept of getting on with one another is brought in Halacha, and it actually affects our Bein Adam L'Mokum. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Beis, says something along the lines of, before davening, before you get ready to daven, this is before you step into shul, you should be every single person, man, lady, should be mekabel upon themselves the mitzvah of ahavta l'reicha kameicha. Says the Kitzur Shulchan, because if there's a pirud, if there's a separation of hearts, of thoughts, of ideas, and it leads to pirud, to separation in between people, they can't get along with one another. Milamato, as I gam lemalo einachtas. Also in Shemayim, where our tefillahs go up, those tefillahs don't combine together. But if there is achdus, ze goyrem dveikus nafshu sehem lemalo, utfiloi sehem lemalo, their tefillahs, their nefoshes and their tefillahs, they can join together. Ve'ar yedei ze gam tefiloi sehem misachdus, v'rutsuyas milifnei Hashem. And Hashem listens more. When there's v'ar haftar areyach ha'kamaycha in a shul, I know O Yerushalayim is very good at this, being a member here myself. When there's achdus in a shul, the tefillahs are much more powerful. When there's no achdus in the shul, we have a churban bias. We know that we don't say shalom aleichem to each other on Tisha B'Av. There's no she'ilah shalom. How are you doing? Rav Elimelech Biederman says that this is in order for us to take a break from saying hello to one another and to ask ourselves, as we sit in silence next to one another, are we interacting with each other in the correct way? I wanted to take this one step further. I also noticed today, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Tavkuf Nun Hei, that a lot of people haven't yet put on their tefillin today. I think tefillin ties into Bein Adam L'Chaviro as well. The Shulchan Aruch writes, we don't put on tefillin ki hi tefarteinu, because it's the teferes of Klal Yisrael, and it's inappropriate for us to be the teferes as regular on Tisha B'Av. We still put them on, because it's a mitzvah, but it's not fitting, we make a shinai, we push it off a bit. The Gemara in Bracha says that Hashem also puts on tefillin. The Gemara in Bracha Staf Vov. What does Hashem put on the klaf inside his tefillin? The Gemara says, tefillin demori almo, markasiv behu. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? Umi ka'amcho Yisrael, goy echod pa'oret. Who is like Luklal Yisrael? Goy echod, in unison, pa'oret. I think with our lack of tefillin today, thus far, we can always ponder the thought, are we really goy echod? Another point to ponder, before we do, I'm going to go through a quick chazara, and then we'll see what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Another point to ponder was that the Kohen did not wear, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, he did not wear gold. Why did the Kohen not wear gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Mishnah says that he used to wear white robes. He couldn't wear gold, says the Gemara in Yomar, because the gold reminds Hashem of the Egel Hazav. We don't want the Ketega Nasa Senega. We can't have the Kitrig, the aggressor against Klal Yisrael represented in the gold, acting as the saviour of Klal Yisrael on the Kohen when he's trying to get a kapara for Klal Yisrael. So he wears white instead. The Chofetz Chaim writes that our mouths, when we interact with people, we also use our mouth lifnei Hashem, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a halacha that you're meant to be machshev in your mind, that you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever before you start davening Shemoneh Esrei. A Kohen didn't wear gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim because it reminded Hashem of Averus. Our mouth, says the Chofetz Chaim, if we don't guard it in the right way, we don't interact with each other in the right way, and we don't get along with one another, becomes like the gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when we daven, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sor Asecha, V'Kar Avinu Makin L'Avid Asecha, V'Hachashvinu V'Shuv Asheri Malfonecha, and we've got a mouth Molei Chet and Molei Avira, it doesn't go. It's not appropriate. And that mouth has no right to daven to Hashem. And the Zohar writes in the Chofetz Chaim Blazing the Hagdama that Ruchin Bishin, bad spirits, come and rip the words up from your mouth. How dare you daven to Hashem with such a mouth? Chas v'shalom, one should be very careful to guard his mouth and interact with people in the right way. So, what can we do next? What's next on the agenda? Just a quick chazara to get off this roundabout of Golis. The Chofetz Chaim writes that the averus that caused the churban, they need to be the focus in order to bring the ge'ula. We've got the correct attitude towards Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah has to be make us into a vehicle, a merkava, a heichel for Hashem's shechina, in order that Hashem is shorei beinenu, that He stays with us. We know that once we do this, we're v'atim advekim ba'Hashem. We're stuck with Hashem. Chayim kolchem hayom. We'll still be alive. We'll be alive and kicking. We'll be immortal. The Maharari warns that your love of Torah should not eclipse your love of Hashem. Your love of Hashem needs to remain the ikkar. We know Torah is an eitz chayim hi. Torah lishmo is a boring thing. It's a drunk. We don't get much hano out of it in a gashmiastika sense. And if you are, the Bach says you might be running into problems. We know that other religions of the world, they're the leaves that build on the tree, but comes winter and they're trampled underfoot. We've had the Romans, the Greeks, the Egyptians. Maybe one day we'll see America, the United Kingdom, fall as well. We've got Darchecho Darchei Noyam. We had the Romans, an army of Achdus, walking in front of us, showing us what we could have been. We've got the Atzas HaMeraglim, which caused the Churban Bayis, with their Lashon Hara. We've got our continued Golas, says the Chofetz Chaim, as a result of our Lashon Hara. But the Mabel of Noyach only came as a result of mitzvahs of Averus of Bin Adam Nechaveroi. Bin Adam Nechaveroi is a serious thing. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that before we daven, everybody should be makabel upon themselves the mitzvah of Ahavtar Arecha Kamoicha, and all that says is Achdus in the Elyonis, the Elyonim. We don't say Shalom to each other anymore. Maybe it's are we interacting with each other the right way? We don't wear tefillin. Are we interacting with each other the right way? And the Kohen didn't wear gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we have to make a cheshbon. Are our mouths also fitting to be brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Now, before I go, I want to read an Aruch HaShulchan. Now, this Aruch HaShulchan is in Simon Aleph, Hilchas Yesodei Hadas. This is the foundations of Judaism. And if you don't believe this, then you're in trouble. The Smug writes in Asin Mitzvah Yud Zayin that it's a mitzvah ase, it's a positive commandment from the Torah, let tzadeh kesadina kol hama'ira, to see the good in everything that happens. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, v'yodata im lovavecha, ki ka'ashe yisa ishes b'noi, Hashem elekecha miyasrecha. You know in your hearts, that when, just like a man who punishes his son, Hashem punishes you. It's not out of hatred. V'anachnu b'nei Yisrael, ayofe hazman, tired of the times, belo menucha, zekorov l'shnei alfayim shona, 2,000 years. Chayovim onu ledas, shezehu hakol l'tov v'seinu l'zachich v'sonu. Everything that has happened to us, everything, is for the good, to give us chasim. K'mo sh'nema hanovi zecharia, v'tzaraftim k'tzorif, I'll purify you, just like someone purifies silver and refined gold. Hu yekrob shemi v'ani e'ne oisoi. Klal Yisrael, call my name. I'll answer Klal Yisrael. Amarati amihu. I say Klal Yisrael is my nation. V'hu yoma Hashem Elokai. And Klal Yisrael says Hashem is my God. Hashem is my God. The explanation of the pasuk is that one has to believe with the munos shelema. Shekol tzoro seinu v'chol tautaleinu. All our trials and tribulations. Eina al derech anakim ol chas v'shalem. Is not because Hashem wants to take revenge against us for bashing him, he's bashing us. Elokadele tarpenu, it's to refine us, to purify us. Dim lokein, and the biggest proof of this is kfalu hoisom menu she'iris b'chol meshach memeis hashonim harabois ve'inachot ois mofis gadol mezeh. We're still here after everything that's happened, the Holocaust, the Spanish Inquisition, October 7th, the world's against us, but we're still standing here. Ve'inachot ois umofis gadol mezeh mikiyumenu zman orach kezeh. There's no greater nes in the whole world that ever was. This is only because Hashem is watching over us. Lo sav lo yisai is not strayed, and Hashem will never stray from us. Af rega, even for a second. Ka'af hamashkiach al benoi, just like a father looking after his son. Yechidai, his only son. Umiyasro le tovasa, and he punishes him for the son's own benefit. Varai lezeh. The biggest proof to this is the whole time of the Golos. Hu yikrov shemi vani erno. So you cry out to Hashem, Hashem answers. Kshaonu mispalalim elov ami davin to Hashem yisparach. Oino sonim b'chol eis sor v'suk. Hashem always answers. Amrati amihu v'hu yoyma k'loyma shari onu royim she b'chol zman ha'orach hazeh am b'nei Yisrael hulchim b'derech ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah hu yisparach kore sonu ami. We're still keeping Torah mitzvah. Can you imagine? After so long. I think we're the oldest religion in the world. Everything Hashem does, we've heard so much horrible things today. So many hard things to hear. But we know, and we need to believe, and Aruch HaShulchan puts this right at the beginning of his work, which is very long. He puts this right at the beginning. We have to believe that everything Hashem does is because he loves us, he's looking after us, he's still looking after us. And no matter how bleak the horizon looks, Hashem still listens to us, and Hashem should help us fight her with the Moshiach from here, Yomeinu Amen.